The Labor Day weekend marks the traditional end of summer. It also marks the end of what many experts in California had predicted would be a season of power outages. But California was spared the debilitating blackouts thanks to unseasonably cool weather, conservation, and increased energy supplies. That fortunate combination of events might also have spared the political fortunes of California Governor Gray Davis. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
Under the searing Sacramento sun, Governor Gray Davis this week staged a show of political force, trotting out the mayors of many of California's largest cities to endorse his re-election for governor next year. Never mind that the primary election isn't until March, says Davis.
I believe when you have strength, you ought to display it. And standing behind me is a strong representation of the good people of California. These mayors have to deliver. There are no excuses at City Hall. The crime rates either go up or they go down. The garbage gets picked up or it's not. The lights are on or they're off.
And that was Davis's only mention of the energy crisis that has bedeviled his administration for much of the past year. Depending on who you talk to, Davis has either successfully managed the state through a potentially devastating crisis or he has simply dodged a bullet. Whichever it is, Davis is in far less political trouble than he was just a few months ago, says Sherry Bevich Jeffy, a political analyst at the University of Southern California.
The political intensity isn't there anymore. The intensity of voter anger isn't there anymore because there haven't been blackouts and the rates have not spiked sky high.
Still, Davis's detractors say that for now, voters may have taken a brief vacation from their energy worries, but only because the real bill for the state's energy expenditures hasn't come due yet. California's multi-billion dollar budget surplus was gobbled up when the state went into the power buying business last winter. Davis proposes to replenish the state's coffers with a bond offering in the neighborhood of about $12 billion. If Wall Street buys those bonds, California ratepayers will have to pay back that money over several years. California Republican Party spokesman Rob Stutt says that plan will leave ratepayers holding a big bag of debt.
Have the lights stayed on? Yes. Californians have conserved. Power plants that were first planned under Pete Wilson have been coming online, and the weather has been cool. Is there a fiscal reality that is scary for Californians in the next year? Yeah, and that's because of the way Gray Davis has handled this electrical crisis.
Davis has been embarrassed by revelations that the state has bought more electricity than it needs in expensive long-term contracts, thus forcing it to resell the power at a loss of tens of millions of dollars. At the same time, several of Davis's energy advisors have acknowledged that they were holding stock in some of the same energy companies they were negotiating with. Nonetheless, even Republicans acknowledge that as the incumbent, Davis holds the upper hand. Tony Quinn, co-editor of the political journal California Target Book, says that Davis's $25 million war chest raises the bar for any Republican candidate.
It seems to would seem to me that that says to the Republicans, if you don't have a candidate that can also match Davis in spending in a state that is this large where you have to do so much electronic advertising that you shouldn't even bother.
The only official challenger, Secretary of State Bill Jones, is not well financed, but at least two potential Republican challengers, businessman Bill Simon and former Los Angeles Mayor Richard Reardon, may come into the race and can spend generously from their own fortunes. Still, in the past 100 years, no sitting governor in California has failed to win re-election to a second term. On the other hand, California's warmest weather often comes in September and October, so more power blackouts could be in the offing, and that won't be good news for Governor Davis. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.